Blog Talk Radio.
I caught you looking. I caught you looking. On me, like I'm the incomplete pyramid. Cut my swag and come chop. Yeah, I know y'all noticed it. So far from limited. Platinum without a hit. My trip on that grind. That whole fin slip. Acting like you on my team when you the lion shit. Your fake game is weak. Hater, you need to quit. I work hard for what I got and so deserving it. The best is in my future. Now that's the perfect fit. My swag balling. Rhyme swooshing. Like a chef, my verse is cooking. When I thrust, the bed shookin'. It's my fault, now she hookin'. Her snatch is wet, while she tookin'. Stuck and stoop, like she from Brooklyn. I'm the best, y'all still rookin'. Call my agent.
For the
joining us, and to those affected by the cold front, I'm sorry, and it's been affecting people all around the country, so to those affected deeply, our thoughts and prayers go out to you during this Arctic storm. Alright, so now we are going to be calling in Joby. We should have Joby on the line with us momentarily. So just hold on tight.
Hello.
Hey, Joe B, it's Big Stats here, Big Stats Idle Hour. You're live on the air. How are you doing today?
I'm pretty good, man. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Back in June of 2011, you released quite an interesting mixtape. Tell us about that mixtape.
Are you speaking of the Irresistible Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a collection of songs that I was actually living over in Kuwait when I released that CD. It was just all of the influences came from the Middle East and everything that I had experienced over there and what I was feeling at the moment, so that's how that came about.
So it must have led to a lot of interesting songs. Is there any song off that mixtape that there was really resonated with you a lot?
For Irresistible Me, I would say either Speaking in Tongues or After the Club. And I'll say After the Club because it was number one for 7 weeks on Media Base.
All right, let's listen to Speaking in Tongues right now.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, well, that was a little bit of Speaking in Tongues. It's definitely a hot track. We're going to give it a full play another day in the city. On the station, and have you even be able to come back sometime next week. We'll arrange something after we get off the air. Apparently, this song has gotten a lot of attention. Tell us about some of the attention that this song has gotten.
Which one, the Speaking in Tongues one?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, actually, it was just released again on my EP that was nominated for an Independent Music Award this year on Love Addiction. It was also, came in the top five on Media Base for Internet Spin. So it's opened a lot of doors for me, and it's done a lot of things.
All right, we're gonna have to talk a little bit more in particular about that particular song when we speak to each other next time. I have a lot of questions on that particular song, and we could probably do half an interview just on that particular song. So tell us about this this track, Wanna See.
Which one?
Wanna See.
Yeah, I couldn't hear that.
Tell us about your song, Wanna See.
Oh, I Wanna See You. Yeah, that was actually that's gonna be on a new LP, the Vocal Stimulation. That's gonna be the first track, first single from that release.
And have you had it play anywhere else yet?
No, this will be the first place. You're the first person I've given it to.
All right. Exclusively here on Big Fat Title Hour, it's the debut of Wanna See.
Thank you.
That was the worldwide debut of Wanna See by Joby. So, who are some of your inspirations in music?
The what?
Who are some of your inspirations in music?
Well, some of my inspirations, probably a lot of old school artists because they were more organic. I would say Stevie Wonder, Anita Baker. And I do like some of the new school artists too, like Beyonce, Usher,
mm-hmm.
et cetera. But mainly Stevie Wonder.
So, side question. With the Grammys coming up, you mentioned Stevie Wonder. How do you think he's going to do? That's sort of an interesting concept. Stevie Wonder as an old school artist performing with Daft Punk, who's sort of more on the electro new school.
Yeah.
Even though they're, how do you think that mashup's going to be?
Oh, it's going to be awesome because Stevie, I mean, if you know anything about his catalog, he's done a little bit of everything, from Latin to country, pop, rock. He's done a little bit of everything. And everyone has, almost every artist has sampled his work, so.
In your upbringing, what's sort of been, sort of inspired you to go into music in your upbringing?
Well, my upbringing, my mom, she listened to a large variety, so I owe a lot of it to her. She listened to everything, from Madonna to Whitney to Anita Baker to Stevie to Luther Vandross. She listened to everything, Duran Duran. But my father, he's a singer, and most of the people on my father's side, they're all musicians, so it was an inherited thing, too.
All right. What was it like recording the song I Need Your Love?
Actually, you know what? There's a crazy story behind that one. The song actually was a song. I wrote the chorus for a rapper. The song was originally just me on the hook. But the radio people, they wanted to hear me on the whole song. So I decided to, I was like kind of forced into writing that song. But it's been like, it's a fan favorite now. Like, they always mention this song.
I'm gonna be really interested to hearing this, because aside from the radio hosting, I always intro the every show with the theme song has become a song, has been a staple for every show, and it's from my group that's actually a hip hop duo. So, from someone who also does hip hop, I'm a listen to this one extra carefully, just because it's an interesting concept and it can be done where certain songs that are originally pop songs can be turned into hip hop songs and certain songs that are hip hop songs can be turned into pop songs, and it's always interesting to see how it's done.
Yeah. Awesome.
All right, here it is. Joby with I Need Your Love.
Yeah. Oh, I need your love. Give you it.
everything your heart desires. I'll be there by your wing, you come my love and listen. Ooh, you're the one I've been missing. So baby, listen, I need your love. I'll get straight to the point. I've been rocking with you for a long time. Your heart is what I want. If it's all about to obtain, then maintain once I give you that grace. And my last name, find a thing, girl, you're feeling security, love, and baby, that's why I can't hesitate for one another man to take my place. I'm so amazed, it's understood, don't have to question my trust, it's all good. I would never lie, my love for you can't deny, can't wait. Everything your heart desires, I'll be there by you when you call. My love is endless. You're the one I've been missing. So baby, listen, I need your love.
You are my girl. I'm letting you know I really need your love. I need your love. I need your touch. You are my world. I really need your love. Can't hold it back. You are my girl. I'm letting you know I really need your love. I need your love.
I'll be here by you when you call. My love is blazing. Ooh, you're the one I've been missing. So baby, listen, I need your love.
I need your love.
I need your love.
I need your love. Alright, that was I Need Your Love by Joby.
That's what's up.
Alright, where can people find you online?
Joby Online. It's JOBEEOnline.com. Pretty much you can Google me. I mean, on my Twitter, at Joby Forever, the number 4 EVA. Reverb Nation. It's all over the place. SoundCloud. But for the most part, Joby Online, and you can pretty much get your all of my other links from there.
And do you have any music videos up on YouTube?
Yes. / The Voice of Joby.
Alright. And so that's your YouTube channel, The Voice of Joby?
Yeah, The Voice of Joby.
Alright. So, and tell us about shooting some of these videos.
Well, actually, I've shot in a couple of different places. Like, I Need Your Love was shot in Kuwait over in the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
I Need Your Love is part of a 3-part trilogy. It's called Nave. This is 3 videos. It's kind of like a little mini Bollywood type short film. So a lot of my most of my videos were shot over in Kuwait.
I noticed the Middle East I've done album artwork for a few years back for a compilation album that I was executive producing, and we used a lot of background shots in Israel to give it a more epic background.
Yes, I always try to dabble in a little bit of everything. I love all types of music, so I'm inspired by a lot, and I try to infuse it all in my project.
Definitely, you got to be about the infusion to be an original this day and age. In my own group, I'll do, I personally rap and sing, and then in my group, we always perform all sorts of topics onto dance beats to try to bring back that older style when hip-hop artists actually put on, there was some showmanship with the, bringing back all, maybe not the fashion, but the concepts of the of MC Hammer from back in the day.
Yeah, no doubt.
All right. Was there any shooting in Kuwait? I'm sure there's some interesting stories of things that came up while shooting your videos. Can you share one of those stories with us?
Well, yeah, definitely. Shooting over there it was always a challenge because of the cultural difference over there. You know, they don't do a lot of public display of dancing and all that type of stuff. So we had to be very discreet. We had a lot of people that were kind of interrupting the shoot. So it was a challenge shooting videos over there. So we had to be very strategic at, when we're shooting.
And did you mention... was it I Need Your Love or Wanna See or Speaking in Tongues did you say that you shot out there? Or all three?
I did Speaking in Tongues and I Need Your Love in Kuwait. I shot both of those videos there.
All right, we're going to play I Need Your Love this time, but listeners, you got to go later on his YouTube page and actually see the video, but visualize what this video could be as I play this song right now.
I've been rocking with you for a long time. Your heart is what I want. Is it possible to obtain? Then maintain once I give you that ring. And my last name. Find a thing, girl, you'll feel late. Security, good love, and baby, that's why I can't hesitate for one another man. I take my place. My soulmate is understood. Don't have to question my trust, it's all good. I will never lie. My love for you can't deny. Can't wait another night. Girl, I need your love in my life.
desires. I be the fire when you call my love and living. Ooh, you're the one I've been missing. I need to
hold up. You are my girl. I'm letting you know I really need your love. I need your love. I need your touch. You are my world. I really need your love. Can't hold it back. You are my girl. I'm letting you know I really need your love. I need your love. I need your touch. You are my world. I really need your love. I need your love.
I need your love.
And that was New Year Love by Joby. Now, you've traveled a lot, going from shooting in these videos in Kuwait and doing stuff in Kuwait and to the East Coast and into the South. How have all these different places affected your sound and what you do with your music?
Well, it's definitely affected my sound tremendously because, I mean, I've been a lot of different places because I used to be in the military too, so I've been able to be influenced by a lot of different sounds. So it has definitely affected my music overall and my sound.
All right. So what current projects are you working on currently?
Currently I'm working on my official album called Vocal Simulation, and the Wanna See You is possibly going to be the first track off of there, first single.
And where will people be able to get this track as well as other tracks?
Well, everything is on iTunes, Amazon, CD Baby. It's all over the place. And they can, I mean, you can pretty much Google it. Any of those songs, and it's all over the place. And then I'll probably have it on the website, too. It should be, I'll have a link put up there, too, so where they can just go straight there and get everything. But everything is on iTunes and Amazon.
Now, I've been asking a lot of the artists that come in on recently this. Is there any artist out there that, you know, people would be surprised to know that you are, that you listen to or are inspired by?
Coldplay is one of my favorite groups. And I've actually been heavily listening to Miley Cyrus's new album. I think she's a very talented young lady.
We had a rapper on air who mentioned Miley Cyrus also. I definitely think that she's really been coming into her own with this new album that she's...
Yeah, she has. She's been, like, dabbling in a little bit of everything. And I think it's a great move for her to broaden her audience beyond that Disney audience she had.
She had her own album. She was did a few features. She rapped on that one song. Yeah, like you said, dabbling in a little bit of everything.
Yeah. I think it's important for any artist to evolve, especially, you know, with today's technology. And people, their attention spans are short, so you have to be as unique as possible to keep their attention.
So if you could, if there was someone right now in the game that you could collaborate with and work with, who would it be?
Definitely Beyonce or Miley or Rihanna. Maybe one of those three. And possibly Jay-Z too, or Lil Wayne.
All right. Earlier we played it. I'm gonna give it an encore performance now. This is the second time this song has ever been played on air. This is Joby with Wanna See.
Thank you.
That was Joby with Wanna See. Do you have any plans for what you're going to do for the music video for this?
I was thinking about, like, shooting in, probably down here in Atlanta or in Miami again. But I know I want it to be very sexy and edgy, more than, you know, what I've done with the other videos. I want it to be, like, a total different, you know, outlook of what I've done.
All right. Sounds like it's going to be really amazing. All right. I'm going to stay on the line. I'm going to ask you some more. I'm going to toss it to a song by my group, MSFP Crew, featuring Crown and Tierra. This is a hotspot.
Ass and crib. Ha ha. Yeah. Who's that? Let's skip on the track. Yeah. Yeah. I'm in the zone. You ready to go? I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
MSFC crew.
That was hot.
Thank you. But yeah. We have a caller on the line. Also joining us, a caller from the 732. Come in.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Evan just coming in to support my man and the radio station. Hello.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Hey, what's going on?
Good.
Welcome to the show. So Joe B, do you think there's a track we should hit them with again?
I'm not sure which ones you have, but yeah, you could definitely hit them with Speaking in Tongues again if you want to.
This is going to be a little bit of Speaking in Tongues. Like I said, we're going to have you come in next week again, and we're going to play the full song. This is just a little sample of Speaking in Tongues.
Have you seen the sun? Oh, have you seen the sun? Oh, have you seen the sun? Whoa, 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 have you seen the sun?
Join us next week. We're going to play that whole song and talk a lot about that song and some of the background that went into the creating of that song. We're running towards the end of our show right now. I want to thank you guys for joining us today. As always, you can find past and present episodes of Big Stats Idle Hour on our parent website, MSFT Inc. That's MSFTINC.com, where you can check out past and present episodes of Big Stats Idle Hour, as well as music by my group, the MSFT Crew, and music that I produce. Find out about the studio as well as label and all the projects I'm involved with. One in particular that means a lot to me, if you feel in your heart towards this, you can help us out too. We have a donation button. We're working on starting our own non-profit Big Stats Cares Foundation that benefits special needs children through music education. So reach into your heart if you're listening, and don't. All right. So Joby, it was a pleasure having you, and we'll talk more next
pleasure
week.
Pleasure too, man.
No doubt.
I definitely enjoyed my time with you guys.
All right. And we'll talk to you guys. And we'll see you next time here on Big Stats Idle Hour. Peace.
No doubt.